Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you on your local radio station, closing in on Father's Day. So Kim Indeed. Has some things to share with us. I have something to share from Barb Welch out of Thedford, Nebraska today on the program. But first, I want to remind you about Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. And more than 25 vendors offering a huge selection of ever-changing antiques and vintage treasures and collectibles. That's Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish. Give them a call, 605-642-5884.
Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. You know that, Mike, right?
I know that.
All right. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a great reputation as a leading publication with the livestock industry. They are the place to go when you need to know something. They're located in the heart of one of the greatest beef, cow, calf regions in the world. If you want all aspects of agriculture, make sure you check out Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. So, Mike, what did you say you had?
Well, Barb Welch out of Thedford, Nebraska came in and handed this to me, and I believe it is to her father, and since we're closing in on Father's Day, I thought it would be a good one to write, Papa Pete Welch, and it's about a real cowboy.
Okay? I like it already.
The old cowboy was sitting in the corner with a whiskey water back. When into the bar walked a greenhorn with his handbag on his back. When his pink cotton candy vodka drink was placed into his hand, he walked over to the corner and spoke to the old man. "Oh gosh, are you a real cowboy? Do you have a horse and a gun? Is your guitar hung on your saddle? Is the campfire lots of fun?" The old man sat a minute, he took a swig, and then he looked the young man up and down. Said, "Where are you from? And have a seat, my friend." "L.A. is where you say you're from." "Exactly what state is that in?" "Well, yes, I guess I'm a cowboy. You see these old boots and jeans? They're plumb worn out from working, and my hat's seen better days. But I wouldn't swap the life I have for city slicker ways. My hands are gnarled from working, but my legs are still strong from riding. And if I get called outside, I can still give most men a hiding. Son, I've rode for many outfits. Heck, I was their top hand. 'Cause when I signed on to an outfit, I was riding for the brand. I've rode through sleet and snow, fed hay from a horse-pulled sled. I've lived in a little line shack with just a table, stove, and bed. I stayed 4 months at a time and missed humans, that's for sure. But I read books every night and had a friend named Louis L'Amour. I watched my language around womenfolk and pat dogs and kids on the head. Don't talk behind a man's back. Try to say something good instead." He swallowed his last shot of whiskey, chased it with water back. "If these things are what cowboys do, well, I'm a cowboy through and through." The door to the bar swung open. A long, tall blonde walked in, spoke softly to the bartender, then walked back out again. The old cowboy reached for his money, but the barkeep said, "Your bill's been paid. She said she's waiting outside in a big black Cadillac Escalade." There was lots of backslapping and laughter, enough to fill your heart with joy. And someone turned to the L.A. greenhorn and said, "Yep, there goes a real cowboy." And again, that was for Papa Pete Welch from Barb Welch. Glad to share that with you today. And Barb, thank you for sharing that with everybody here on The Good Stuff.
That's right. Hey, this I liked. It's Sam Zabel sent this in. "There is so much to love about my dad, but I think what I love most is his silly sense of humor. I still remember him answering the phone at our house by saying, 'Domino's Pizza.' The person on the other end of the line was inevitably confused, sometimes hung up, and he laughed hysterically every single time." I think that's cute.
Can you share another one of those?
I can. Actually, this one, I want you to raise your hands and say amen if this rings true in your heart. "I cleaned out Dad's closet yesterday. There were two things I couldn't box up, his work shirts and his two pair of Red Wing boots. He couldn't remember birthdays or anniversaries, but he remembered the date on which he bought that first pair. I remember it too. April 16, the day after tax day. What does a child do with her dad's favorite boots? I think I will make a planter out of them, or use them to store something valuable. You can't throw away a man's favorite boots. You've got to keep them and pass them down." Teresa Arnold contributed that.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing with us today. And if you have items to share on The Good Stuff, send them to kimhburge@gmail.com. You've been listening to The Good Stuff.